And yet, it is a very difficult matter to discuss.
Right.
You know, it's quite complicated. Now, why is it complicated? I mean, what we are getting are only snippets of what is on the is in the documentary.
Mm.
You know, so you don't have a full view of the matter that we are discussing. Now, the other important matter for me is the maxim that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And I do not think that Mr. Kwesi Nyantechi has as yet been proven guilty.
Mm.
There are very important questions which arise, you know, out of what has happened. And for me, the first question is, we understand that there are a number of sports personalities who are likely or are in the video, a number of them.
Mm.
The story so far is that many of them, or most of them, who would appear in the video are seen being induced or being engaged in corrupt actions or condoning corrupt actions and so on. We are again told that the president has had the opportunity as the first citizen of the land to look at the video. What video did the president look at? The whole video? Or only those related to Kwesi Nyantechi? Now, if the president has had the opportunity to look at the whole video, why is the directive to arrest limited to Kwesi Nyantechi? Is Kwesi Nyantechi the only person in the video who indeed has committed these acts? Or is alleged to have committed these acts? I think that's an important question,
sure,
which will be unraveled later.
Mm-hmm.
It is also possible, just possible, that this is the first directive of the president and that other directives may follow. Now, even if that is the case, the question still needs to be answered why this is the first directive and why this did not come as the second directive. I indicated that it's a very difficult subject,
sure,
to discuss,
sure,
you understand? And I've heard that one of the reasons why this is the first directive which has issued from the president is that Mr. Nyantechi mentions the president, mentions the vice president, and mentions a deputy chief of staff. Is that true? I don't know. And nobody can tell us, you know, for sure, that is the reason why the president acted that way. Then the other issue which has been raised is that why order somebody's arrest when the person is out of the country? And yesterday I did a number of checks. I spoke to many of my contacts, some of my contacts in security.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to some of my contacts in the presidency. I've spoken to some of my contacts in the GFA and so on. And I am convinced that Mr. Nyantechi will arrive in the country today.
Yeah.
And the president's order or report will be acted upon. So the speculation, the impression which is created that the president deliberately gave this order when Mr. Nyantechi was not here in order to offer him a leeway to escape will be proven to be untrue today. Because the man will certainly arrive today from Morocco. And from all the indications that I get, it appears that the president's order will be carried out.
Mm-hmm.
So that speculation, you know, would die completely.
Of course.
Now, I think it's important also for us to understand very, very clearly that what we have is a tape recording which says that Mr. Nyantechi promised to facilitate some business for some company. Mm? In Morocco or Dubai, I'm not too sure. Mm. And that he indicated that Ghana is a very, very easy place for doing business. And that if you want to do business, you give the president $5 million, you give the vice president $3 million, you give the minister responsible $2 million,
mm,
and then one of the deputy chiefs of staff, what is his name?
Francis Asensu Bouachi.
You find something for him and that he prefers cash. Now, nothing on the tape suggests that the president has taken any money.
Mm.
Nothing on the tape suggests that the vice president has taken any money.
Yes.
And nothing on the tape suggests that what Mr. Nyantechi allegedly alleges
yes.
is true. It may well be that Mr. Nyantechi was bluffing. You understand? Mm. It may well be that he was engaged in a hype in order to win the trust of the businessmen he was dealing with and so on. Now, if you want to go to the extreme, I'm very, very careful about these things. If you want to go to the extreme, you may exercise a lot of caution. And because only last week, I was looking at some, you know, technology which has been developed, which makes it possible, you understand, makes it possible to completely fake voices. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting for one moment that the voice of the tape is faked, but that possibility exists. Mm. And I think it's important for us to look at that possibility just as a possibility. Now, I say this knowing fully well that over the years, Anas Arimuyao Anas has built some credibility.
Sure.
And I will be extremely surprised if he's faking voices. Mm. There's no reason why Anas should be faking voices. But the technical possibility exists. And
yes.
therefore,
yes.
I think it's important for us to look at that technical possibility, mm. even though I am fully confident. I mean, I think I'm about 100% confident that Anas would not engage in such a subterfuge.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So the complications are many. Mm. You understand? Then you would also come to realize that what is actually making the headlines is not football related.
Mm.
This is about businesses, road construction, and so on. And on the tape, Mr. Nyantechi allegedly states that if the monies are made available to him, he can facilitate those businesses. And indeed, that they will control the country. I mean, he actually makes the claim that if about $11 million is made available to him, they will control the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's some statement, I mean, for any Ghanaian to make. Now, since last night, I've also been looking at social media. Is that how they call
yes,
it?
Yes, of
course. I've been looking at social media and so on. And I've seen all kinds of things. And I'm not so sure that all of them are correct. I mean, I've seen quotations, mm-hmm. you know, which have been designed in poster forms mm-hmm. and so on. And I'm not so sure that all of them are correct. But even granted that all of them are correct, or what has been put there is taken directly from the recordings and so on, I think it's still important for us to observe, you know, some decorum. It's still important for us to wait and see. It's still important for us not to try Mr. Nyantechi in the media.
Mm.
It is still important for Mr. Nyantechi to have his day mm. with the investigators and in court. Mm. You understand? The other issue which has come up, which I think is absolutely important, has to do with principle. You understand? And the question which has been posed, I think it's a very legitimate question. How, why Mr. Nyantechi is being treated differently from others against whom corruption allegations have been made,
mm-hmm.
or those who have been caught in the web of speculation about corruption. And there are many of them, you know. So the question which is being correctly posed is that why is Mr. Nyantechi being arrested whilst some others or several others were not arrested? Again, I think that we should take our time. I think it's important that we relax about this matter
mm.
and wait for things to unfold.
Mm.
As things unfold, it may explain why perhaps some were arrested and some were not arrested, or it may not explain it. So as things unfold, we'll begin to get, you know, details and so on.
Mm.
Now, I remember also that not too long ago, there was the issue of double salary for some parliamentarians. And I was completely disgusted by the manner in which that investigation was carried out. I mean, every day you get something on the front pages of the newspapers about what they said and what they did not say.
Yes.
In interrogations to which the media was not admitted. So the impression one got was that persons who were directly involved in the interrogations were those who were deliberately leaking this information. I pray that this does not happen in the Nyantechi case, and that we handle this matter as transparently as possible.
Sure.
You understand? It ought to be transparent. If information has to be released about the manner in which the investigation is being carried out, or matters which have been revealed in the course of the investigation and so on, it should be done properly. It should not be leaked to selected newspapers and selected media houses and so on. Sure. It should be made available to all through a transparent, clearly empirical, process and so on. So these are the comments that I like to make for now. It's a very complicated matter. We have to be very, very careful not to try the gentleman in the media, because that would be highly unfair to him. At the same time, we ought to be interested in finding the truth. This is a matter that we ought to be very, very careful not to push into the realm of the competition between the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party.
Exactly. That was my next point that I was going to come to.
It's a matter that we have to look at dispassionately. You understand? Ghana spends horrendous amounts of money on football promotion and development.
Right.
And I think that every Ghanaian ought to be interested in how those monies are spent. People patronize football. I mean, when the Black Stars are playing, I mean, the emotions that we go through, it's itself, too expensive.
Yes.
I mean, there have been stories of people collapsing when Black Stars lose matches and so on. If there are allegations of match fixing, my goodness, it's a big one. You understand? As we are playing with the lives of people, I mean, Black Stars have won matches and people have gone on drinking binges and so on and died in the process.
Yes.
You understand? So these are not things that we ought to take lightly. At the same time, we have a responsibility to ourselves to uphold the law. And the law frowns on the making of prejudicial statements when matters are likely to go to court or are before court. The law frowns on condemning people even before they've had their say and so on. So this is the complication that I see. But I seriously pray, honestly pray, that this does not become part of the NDC-MPP battle, propaganda battle.
Sure.
Because it would not be in anybody's interest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But I have two questions. First of all, the fight against corruption, as you particularly have been fighting over the years, against corruption, acts of corruption. And second one is a perception we've all had about GFA and Football Association, the corruption perception we've all had. Is this not a positive fight? The president's directive, issuing a directive immediately after watching a video and saying, right, let's let the authorities and the institutions that matter take action immediately.
Well, I do not think that we can fight corruption with one action. You understand? I mean, I don't think that we can claim that because the president has taken one action, there's a massive fight against corruption and so on. We cannot make that claim. I think what the president has done is to call for investigations into alleged corruption. All alleged corruption ought to be investigated. The difficulty that a lot of people are likely to have is that there have been other investigations that did not appear to have gone very well. You understand? And therefore, I've heard many people say that, how can we be sure that this one is going to go very, very well?
I've seen that on social media as well.
This is
not going to end anywhere.
Yes. Now, I can understand why people would talk like that. I can understand why there is some mistrust. I can understand why there is a certain lack of credibility, with regards to our investigative processes and so on. But that does not mean that because it's been done before or it was not done properly before, the same pattern will follow this time. You understand? So I like to be open-minded about what is happening. I like to give everybody a chance. I like to be fair to everybody, to those who are accusing, and to those who are accused, and so on. And the final analysis, hope that the Criminal Investigations Department will do its work properly. Again, if it comes to the Criminal Investigations Department, there are a number of concerns. I mean, there are people who are quite wheezy about the Criminal Investigations Department handling investigations. Because of a tape recording, which appeared much earlier, I'm sure you're aware, the tape recording which was put out by the musician, a friend of mine, A+.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That tape recording clearly, to some extent, dented the credibility of the Criminal Investigations Department. But that's one incident which we can overcome, you understand. I'm ready to give everybody a chance, you know, to prove themselves in this matter. And I'm not in a hurry to make judgments and so on. Yes, the allegations are serious. Serious not because the president has taken a bribe or has directed that somebody should take a bribe. Serious to the extent that a prominent citizen of Ghana alleges that this is the normal practice in Ghana. That's the allegation he's making. He's not alleging that the president has collected money. You understand? But he says that business is so easy in Ghana. If you want to do business in Ghana, what you ought to do, give president $5 million, give vice president so and so and so. This
When one of the actors, Francis Asensuwache, has, in the case, A+'s case, been cited before, when A+ was making the allegations, he mentioned the two deputy chief of staffs. And then again...
My brother, this is why I say we ought to be very, very careful, you know. Because I've seen that also on social media.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people are making that comment, that this vindicates A+. I wouldn't go that path. I would not take that path at all, you know. Yes, it may, but it may not. You understand? Because so far, we are only dealing with allegations on a secret tape recording. So far, the person who is being accused has not had his chance to defend himself. You understand?
Yes.
So far, no proper investigative processes have started. You understand? So I'm not going to use this as evidence of vindication of A+, or use this as evidence that Asensu Buachi was guilty and so on. It is even possible that what Nyan Techi is saying about him now is not true. It is possible. It may also be possible that what Nyan Techi is saying can be proven and so on. All of that will be established in the course of the investigations. And I'm not in a hurry at all to come to conclusions. I am not in a hurry.
Some lawyers have started speaking to this, and Kwesi Nyan Techi, being a lawyer himself, some have stated that it may not end anywhere, because in the video, I have not seen the video, but those who have seen the video are saying that there has not been any actual exchange of money from the people that he was talking to, and between him and even the presidency.
There shouldn't be actual exchange of money for a crime to be committed. Some crimes can be committed even when there's no actual exchange of money. I mean, inducement, for example. Inducement is a problem. I think that there are some, I'm not a lawyer myself, but I do know that you can induce people without actually taking cash from them. I think it is possible to engage in fraudulent representation or fraudulent misrepresentation without actually collecting cash and so on. So you need not collect cash. But in any case, in the video, some cash exchanges hands. You understand? Some cash exchanges hands in the video. It is not $11 million, but some cash definitely exchanges hands and so on in the video. I mean, about 65 $1,000 and so on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I want to be very careful, extremely careful. And I think that all of us, especially those of us who work in the media, ought to display a very high level of responsibility in this manner, mm-hmm. in this matter.
Right. So we are still waiting for the representative of the NPP who has promised to be here. We have been discussing issues relating to Kwesi Nyantechi and the Anas expose, as has been seen by the president and the directive that has been issued by the president, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, for the CID to investigate the video that he has watched. So we are still discussing.
You know, the other issue which has come up is that, indeed, should the president be giving directives to the CID?
Yes. Does he have that executive power to be given that directive?
No, every citizen can make a report to the police and demand that the police should take action. And the president is a citizen. So if you look at it from that angle, the president, as a citizen of Ghana, is entitled to make a report to the police and to insist that something should be done.
Mm.
But the real question which is being posed is whether or not the CID or investigative bodies cannot act on their own without promptings from the chief executive.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's a legitimate question.
Mm.
You know, why is it that the president always has to direct that something be investigated before it's investigated?
Mm.
In this particular case, the point that can be made and has been made, you know, in some circles, is simply that, look, the president is the one who saw the tape. The CID may not have seen the tape.
Yes.
And we understand that the president saw the tape as a privilege, you know, which was accorded to the president. So in this particular case, that may not be a big issue, even though it is being raised, you know.
But like you said, you have contacts with Kwesi Nyantechi and...
Yeah, I don't have contacts with
Kwesi. Not with himself, but
not directly. I've had the opportunity of hearing what people who are very close to him are saying, and people who are likely to assist him in this process are saying.
Mm.
And what they're saying is that he will arrive today.
Yes.
And from what I hear, he would hand himself over to the criminal investigation.
Around what time is he expected back in the country?
I don't know when he's arriving, but he's certainly arriving today from Morocco, you know.
Are you expecting his people to be meeting him, moving to the CID headquarters with him?
Well, there are many possibilities.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be surprised if his legal team is not at the airport to meet him, because anything can happen at the airport.
Right.
The security services may decide to pick him at the airport. He would need legal assistance and so on. So I think it may be proper, you know, and it can be expected that his legal team will be at the airport waiting for him.
Mm.
I think it is also natural to expect that his family will be there, and maybe one or two friends would also be there, you know, to assist him.
Sure.
And then it is also likely that the security services will be waiting to pick him up at the airport.
Mm.
They may not be there.
Mm.
You know, they may wait for him to...
Report himself.
But they can also pick him at the airport, and there'll be nothing wrong with picking him at the airport for as long as the necessary legal protocols, you know, are observed. There'll be absolutely nothing with picking him up at the airport.